Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And also welcome to Labor Day 2017 and to the second day of our annual September telethon. Now, Labor Day, it's one of our least meaningful holidays, isn't it? Is that true? How excited do people get about, hey, it's Labor Day coming up? I mean, it's the one holiday that the public knows the least about, including its historical origin, because really many people just couldn't care less, and I don't blame them. Now, Christmas, billions of people know about the birth of Christ. Easter, Resurrection Sunday, the same. Here in America and elsewhere, we care a lot about Mother's Day, Thanksgiving, right? We even have Valentine's Day in America, July 4th, Veterans Day. And we even know a lot about the history of those celebrations. But Labor Day? Come on. If it celebrates everybody, then it celebrates nothing. It's like with communists. If the land is owned by everyone, then it's owned and controlled by nobody. Except for the few people in charge, of course. So you don't own your home, they do. And if they tell you to leave, you got to leave. So today is Labor Day. The leftist movement has long operated through the labor unions. They were codified into law back around 1880, and then Labor Day followed through Congress in the 1890s. So it's been around a while, and it just doesn't mean much to us, not much more than a day off of work and a long weekend. I mean, really, that's what Labor Day is all about, no? You get a long weekend at the end of summer. Because when you celebrate everybody, you're celebrating nothing. But on this day, Monday, September 4th, 2017, I'm going to talk about some of the predictions in general terms that we've made over the last quarter century here on Bob and Yurt Live and how they've sadly been coming to pass. And I'll talk about how this program has been a labor of love, not only of those of us who produce it and our staff here at Bob and Yurt Live and Theology Thursday and Real Science Radio, because there are different groups of people. There's a basic backbone of people who make it all happen, and then the different programs have folks providing specialized services for Real Science Radio, of course, co-host Fred Williams and our science producers. And then Theology Thursday, Daryl Berkey produces those. Doug McBurney has been a co-host on Bob and Yurt Live for so many years. And the support people around those efforts. So, this broadcast has been a labor of love by our crew and also by those of you in the audience who have financially supported it and who have purchased our resources. Our Bible studies, videos, audio, the albums, the books, My Life's Work, an overview of the Bible called The Plot, our science materials, our topical videos, the old classic Bob and Yurt Live TV shows. In fact, in a little bit, maybe I'll give a little history of Bob and Yurt Live. But this program has been a labor of love, and if you appreciate it, if it has helped you, if you think it could continue to help you, friends that you might tell about it, family members, please help us continue by supporting us. You go to our website, kgov.com, and click on the store, or you call us at 1-800-8-NYART. That's my last name, E-N-Y-A-R-T. 1-800-8-E-N-Y-A-R-T. That's 1-800-836-8-NYART. 9278. You could make a donation one time, an automatic monthly donation. That helps tremendously. You could purchase any of our resources. And by the way, as a thank you to those who give $100 or more, or who sign up for any subscription service where you get a resource from us once a month, a video, a DVD, an audio album, whatever. We will send to you a DVD of my appearances with Bill Maher on Politically Correct. Remember the ABC nightly TV show? Did I just say Politically Correct? It was titled Politically Incorrect. Remember the ABC nightly program with Bill Maher? Well, I was on that show maybe a half a dozen times and up against Jimmy Kimmel. You know, Jimmy Kimmel Live, today, the late night TV show. And, you know, the comedian Martin Short, Larry Flint, the publisher, don't want to say much about him. He's such a pervert. Really, so many of these guys are. Donny Osmond, the rapper Cisco, Judd Nelson, actor, and so many others, celebrities. Well, we've put them all on a single DVD. So if you contribute $100 or more or subscribe to any of our monthly resources, we'd like to give this to you as a gift, as a thank you. Okay, so the darker history gets, the more we need to shine the light, of course. Corey Ten Boom said that. And Bobinert Live promotes the Christian worldview. We explain it. We defend it. We give examples day after day of how to apply it, not only in our own lives, our family, the church, but even through public policy and through the culture. So that's what Bobinert Live is all about. Sadly, along the way, many of the predictions that we've made of what's coming because of the weakness of our leaders in the body of Christ, many of the past quarter century's worth of predictions here on this program have come to pass, including the moral freefall of both the nation and even of Christians who attend our churches. Think about the approved Christian pornography, right? The widespread acceptance of nudity and sex in movies and cable and satellite programming, with even supposed Christian role models having their favorite HBO or Cinemax shows, which means, of course, that they're addicted to pornography. They're basically admitting it in public, and all the other Christian leaders, there's hardly a one willing to hold them accountable and to challenge them. Marriage is in decline, terribly, so that we're copying Europe, especially Northern Europe. Even Christians raised in Christian families, attending churches even where they bring their Bibles to church, these Christians, while still affirming the truth of the gospel, they still say they're Christians, they also brag about living together before they get married. Why not? They go on trips together before they get married. They announce at church, my girlfriend and I, we're going on a cruise next week. Please pray for us. We want to have a great time, I'm sure. There's hardly a conservative or a Christian leader left who actually opposes socialism. You realize that? Who opposes social programs, which are implementations of socialism. In fact, let me ask my board operator, Dominic. Dom, can you pull up our YouTube channel and get that Conservatives Cave on Socialist Healthcare? It's only about 30 seconds long. I'd like to air that audio. It's earlier this year, and it was on Special Report with Brett Baer. Charles Hurt, he's a conservative with the Washington Times, and he's talking to Chris Wallace. And he points out that basically we now have two major parties that both seek to implement socialist government health care. We could call the Republicans and the Democrats their Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B, with Socialist Party A strongly supported by countless Christian leaders, including and specifically in its efforts to make a conservative version of Obamacare. Not to do away with Obamacare, but to make a conservative version of it. That's like having Christian pornography. Right? God said, do not commit adultery. And he also said, do not steal. And that's what's wrong with welfare and socialism and communism. It's theft. It's plunder. Yeah, it might be decriminalized plunder. It might be official government plunder, but it's still plunder and the redistribution of wealth. So it violates God's enduring command, thou shalt not steal. That's why socialism is wrong. But countless Christian leaders have strongly supported the efforts, for example, many other examples, but the effort to make a conservative version of Obamacare. So let's hear that now, that assessment from the conservative Charles Hirt.
The biggest news out of Republicans passing that bill is that they have ceded the fight against socialized medicine in America. We now have two parties both agree that we should have socialized medicine in this country, to varying degrees maybe, but nobody is making the fight anymore the way they did against Obamacare, that we shouldn't have the government running our health care.
So wait, you're saying that you believe that the Republicans with the health care bill that the president's talking about and the House Freedom Caucus is talking about, that they caved?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely, of course. That was back on May 5th, by the way. So these days, a conservative is a Republican trying to save a social program started by a liberal. That's what a conservative is. So our resources at Bob and Yurt Live, we not only present our Bible teachings on Thursdays, Theology Thursday, we're going through the Bible verse by verse with commentary from a Christian worldview perspective. There are plenty of books on the Bible that are presented from a liberal perspective that approve of welfare and disapprove of the death penalty and approve of our government schools, even though they're officially godless. And even worse than that, they're government. For God never authorized the government to raise and educate children. You take money by force from your neighbors so that they'll pay for your child's education, and then you could go out and do something else. You don't have to worry because the government is educating your children. It's a perfect recipe to destroy the minds and the souls of millions of young people. The perfect recipe. And the vast majority of Christian leaders and Christian organizations completely support our government schools, the concept of our government schools, including Focus on the Family, of all places where they should have been warning from the beginning of their organization that government schools are designed to steal your child's heart, to steal your child's heart away from the Lord and to give allegiance to the government and to the culture. But no, they have been defenders of the status quo, apologists for our godless education system and so many other horrific aspects of our culture, because our Christian leaders no longer know the scriptures. There's a crisis in Christianity. Will Duffy, a while ago at Denver Bible Church, preached a sermon, The Crisis in Christianity. And in fact, we should put that on YouTube. Why don't we do that? Could you make a note to put Will Duffy's sermon on YouTube? He gave an example. If you asked 100 Christians who Cornelius is and what was the message of the account of Cornelius in the Bible, that the vast majority would have no idea what you're talking about. Even if you ask Sunday school teachers, even pastors would have a very hard time answering. And Cornelius, of course, is a central figure in the history of the origin of the body of Christ, a central figure. And if you don't understand what happened to Cornelius and why Luke, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, needed to include his account in the Acts of the Apostles, then you just don't understand how to rightly divide the word of truth, as the Apostle Paul insists that we do, that we rightly divide the word of truth. At any rate, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we don't only present our verse-by-verse Bible studies like on Theology Thursdays, and we don't only present the scientific evidence for God as our creator, affirming the scriptures 10,000 times over and the astounding things we have learned from astronomy and molecular biology and so on, and history and archaeology, anthropology, all affirming the books of Moses, Genesis and Exodus and so on. in the history of the human race as presented in the Bible. All of that affirming God's revelation to mankind. But then we also present the news of the day and discuss the Christian understanding of the events that are unfolding around us. In fact, news is, what is the definition of news? The events of the day and how they add up to make history. In fact, history is his story, history. And news is the unfolding of Christian history because everything centers on Jesus Christ, either rebelling against him or submitting to him. So everything is correctly understood in the light of Jesus Christ. And here at Bob and Yurt Live, that is what we have asked God to help us to present day in and day out for decades now. And with his help and your help, we'll be able to continue, at least either until the Lord returns or until we go to be with him, one or the other. So think about the predictions we've made. These are just generalized. If you want specific predictions, we have a webpage, kgov.com/predictions, where we have made the most astounding science predictions that have been confirmed in the years we've been on the air, and equally astounding cultural predictions and others, all documented there. But just generally speaking, if you think about the killing of innocent children, you know, the church has grown so hard against those who are trying to stop abortion. If there are others who are trying to elect Republicans who are even really pro-abortion based on their entire life, they're really pro-abortion, but they're trying to use the pro-life mantle in order to get money and votes, then no problem, the church will adore them and pour accolades out on them. But for those Christians who are trying to actually stop the dismembering of unborn children, they get mostly what? The cold shoulder at best from our church members and our church leaders. Think about if two people showed up at a church small group meeting, right at one of the elders' homes, Wednesday nights. Two people show up, two new people. The one, a woman, she had an abortion, and she says she thinks her life is better off for it. And the other woman says the church needs to stand against the killing of innocent children more effectively, more significantly. Now, that group, just take a randomized sample of Christians attending, you know, Bible churches. That group will be very welcoming and affirming of the woman who killed her child without regret, with no repentance. But it will give the cold shoulder to the other gal who says that we need to more actively fight to end abortion. Now, do you doubt that at all? Just try it as an experiment. How do we know? Because we've been seeing it firsthand. We've been experiencing it for this quarter of a century, and we've been hearing from our listeners around the country. So, as the country becomes more overtly wicked, we Christians need to circle the wagons. We need to find support from one another, and we need to learn the scriptures like never before and understand them with maturity, not being stuck in the milk of the word and not able to handle the meat, and certainly not being lactose intolerant, which is the common condition of believers and ministers today, that they can't even handle the milk of the word. Forget the meat, they can't handle the milk any longer. So here at Bob and Yurt Live, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what we've been doing, and if you could help us with our telethon. We have a goal of $30,000, and it is vitally necessary for us to reach that goal. We have no megachurch. We have no foundation behind us. We have the Lord, and we have you. And the Lord doesn't mail us checks. I mean, he's done everything else for us. But he doesn't mail us checks. That is your job. If you think this is a worthwhile outreach to continue to touch the hearts and minds of thousands of more people over the coming year. So You can call us 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278, or you could go online, kgov.com, like government, G-O-V, and you put a K in the front of it because it's like a radio station call letters, kgov.com. And then just click on the store, and you could donate one time or monthly. And it's the monthly donations and subscriptions that form the foundation of our support. Without our monthlies, we call them our monthlies, without those families, we could not do what we do. They provide the baseline for our monthly budget to meet our overhead and then to implement our projects. And I tell you, we've accomplished some major projects. I mean, projects that so many people would think, well, don't even try that because it's not humanly possible. And then with God's blessing and the help of our listeners, these things get accomplished. I mean, the most extraordinary things. If you want a list of them, go to kgov.com/about, right? It's about Bob and Yurt Live. kgov.com/about, and you'll see the things that we've done in cities around the world, on mountaintops, with science and theology, radio, television, satellite, cable, church, and including getting the attention at times of millions of people pointing to the truth of the scriptures. So, now kgov.com is our web home, and it's the home of our long-running conservative talk radio show, Bob and Yurt Live, and then Theology Thursday, and then the Creation Evolution program, Real Science Radio, on Fridays. Now, we have aired more than 6,000 programs. 6,000. Many of them have been very particularly produced, so we cover exactly what we think we need to share with our audience, with you. And many others have been impromptu, taking decades of learning, studying the scriptures, our understanding of the world around us, and applying that background to the news of the day. So 6,000 radio and TV shows, and then many other resources, books, hundreds of articles, videos, Blu-ray, DVD downloads, streaming videos, our YouTube channel, which now has almost 300,000 views. Folks have spent 29,000 hours learning the Christian worldview from our YouTube channel. 29,000 hours. Now, the TV program, Bob and Yurt Live, it aired for about 4 years in the late 1990s on Denver's broadcast and cable, you know, full-power TV station, KWHD TV 53, and it also aired on TV in 80 cities nightly for an hour of news talk from a Christian perspective, and those cities were from Honolulu, Hawaii, to Orlando, Florida. And there are different ways today to hear Bob and Yurt Live's news talk show daily. It airs today on the most powerful Christian radio station, the most powerful in America, Denver's 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT. Now, when we started in 1991, April 1991, we began on KLTT. Isn't that something? The same station. We'd gone on to broadcast the program simulcast on radio and TV through many years. And then once we left TV, back on radio again exclusively, ending the simulcast and just on radio again. And so through that, we are so thankful that we hear day in and day out, week in and week out, from people who tell us, Bob, I met the Lord Jesus Christ. I became a Christian because of the broadcast. And Bob, I had grown up as a Christian. I'd fallen away. Thank you. It's the science programs that really got my attention to realize the overwhelming evidence for our Creator God. And of course, the New Testament says that faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence. over these decades, when I think about all the times I've been interviewed, doing a Bible study on Court TV and True TV, doing a Bible study about the death penalty and how the New Testament affirms the death penalty of Jesus Christ. Back in the early 1990s, the Denver Post tried to insult me. They called me Denver's own Rush Limbaugh. We took it as a compliment. In 2015, the cover of Newsweek magazine portrayed me as a Christian cowboy, all done up, the artwork and everything. In the London Times, just 2 years ago, described me as an evangelical Dirty Harry. I don't know if they meant that as an insult or not, but an evangelical Dirty Harry. So I've said that we were deplorable before deplorable was cool, right? Hillary made it cool to be deplorable. Well, the editor of the Rocky Mountain News editorial page, longtime editorial page editor, and then later he was the editor at the Post too, Vincent Carroll, he corroborated this in 2012. He wrote about me. He said, NER is a symbol of what many in America's educated elite find repulsive. Now, how's that? You know, you're known by the enemies you keep. You are known by the enemies you keep. So we have had so many debates. You find them all at kgov.com/debates. But we have a rule here. We only debate those who are wrong. That's it. I mean, that's the way it goes. We debate those on the wrong side of controversial issues, including theoretical physicist Lawrence Krauss, evolutionists like Eugenie Scott, and the editor of Scientific American, Michael Shermer, right? Another thing we do is we expose the liberal in the conservative, like with Ann Coulter and Greg Kochel in Focus on the Family. Astounding the immorality and perversion that they will support through their moral relativism and situational ethics. When I call Greg Kochel, he's the founder of Stand to Reason, a tremendous apologetics group, and I called him a moral relativist, he almost had a heart attack. He couldn't believe anybody was calling him a moral relativist, but he was supporting child killers. Supporting child killers because it'll work out better for us. Hey, isn't that why everybody supports child killers? For the same reason? Don't do evil that good may come of it. But our Christian leaders, they forgot that Bible verse. They forgot it, even though it's the theme of the entire scriptures. Don't do evil that good may come of it. So if you could, please help us. Our goal is $30,000. It's not going to be easy to meet that goal. There's so many programs that are on 300 stations, 400 stations. We are on one radio station. We're honored that it's the most powerful Christian radio station in America, the 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT. We're honored to be on this station and for all these years. And thanks to the internet, then we reach people here and around the world, people looking for a Christian worldview. But we need your help to continue. So our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. If you'd rather not talk to somebody, just go online, kgov.com, click on the store, and donate or get our resources. May God bless you.